I think Emmanuel Mosley's, I guess, day to day. He hasn't practiced this week. He's still dealing with a knee issue, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did not play on Sunday. And obviously, that's a pretty big loss because behind him, there really isn't a ton of depth you feel great about. Diamador Lenore, the fifth round pick out of Oregon, did play well in his debut after a strong preseason. And looks like somebody who could be a competent starter down the road, but he'll still just be in his second game. And the good news with Lenore is that he was a 3-year starter, 4-year starter at Oregon and played a ton of football and didn't miss much time due to injuries. So he's somebody that I think you can rely on just from a durability standpoint, even though he's only playing in his second game. So. Beyond those guys, you have Josh Norman, who, frankly, I have no idea what Josh Norman looks like playing football these days. The 49ers have enough confidence in Josh Norman to sign him a week before the season, despite not participating in a training camp. Kyle Shanahan indicated that he could have played last week if they needed him. So I'm guessing he'll be active and available to play Sunday. Whether or not he starts, I guess, remains to be seen. I didn't think Dante Johnson played particularly well in his snaps. Late in the fourth quarter, obviously, when the Lions were making their furious comeback, and Ambry Thomas, the rookie third-round pick from Michigan, is somebody I think the 49ers are high on as a starter long-term, but, he's got a lot of rust to knock off after not playing in 2020 and then dealing with colitis earlier at Michigan that cost him some time there, too. So, I think if you look at just what the NFC West is in terms of a division loaded with receivers, it would make a ton of sense for the 49ers to be in the trade market, I think, around the trade deadline in late October. So, I think these next few weeks are really going to determine what the 49ers do, because if they're winning these games and they're in contention, then they're going to need to fortify that spot. And if Josh Norman is not the answer, or Dre Kirkpatrick, the guy they signed this week, is not the answer, then they could do what they did at receiver basically in 2019 by trading for a cornerback, like a veteran, somebody who could contribute right away and maybe stabilize it. I don't know if the Patriots are going to be willing to trade Stephon Gilmore. He's on the PUP list, so he's not eligible to play after Week 6 anyway. So there are, there are going to be some options out there. It's just going to be, CJ Henderson's name is, out of Jacksonville, that there were offseason trade rumors with him. So I would expect if the 49ers continue to win games and stay in the playoff hunt, that they should aggressively look to add to that position, because right now they just don't have the horses, in my opinion, to hang with a lot of these great receivers in the NFC West.